Smitty, are you with us? We get Chuck playing the piano for you on here.
I'm ready. I want to know if all that cake's done. I heard you still have a sliver or two.
Oh, yeah. Plus a big red rose in the corner.
And
I was really surprised by that.
That's a nice touch.
It was very kind.
Happy birthday.
Coach. Thank you so much.
And welcome to the 65 plus.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm still
now.
A few years ahead of you, my friend.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, Joe, we hope that Coach Crean will help celebrate your birthday as well, because I know it's in the third. I know it's in the third week in March, and that would mean a regional site somewhere.
Oh,
so let's hope.
That's a good trip.
That would be a fun one to. We'll see if we can. And do the daily double on that.
I kind of like that. I think Fish should be in front of me. He's 1 year older than I am.
But still, that's all right. But again, the whole celebration, because you'd be in a site where we'd be doing things with Sweet 16s and other sites.
Yeah. But sounds good.
Yeah, it was exactly right.
Let's get there.
But enough of basketball here on a Football Friday. It is sectional championship time on the South Side. Joe, Chuck, and I were talking about it. South hasn't won back-to-back sectionals for some time, which you just think of South and you think of football prowess and every year it seems like they're fighting the top teams in the state, and they're looking for a back-to-back sectional championship and to continue the perfect season. We'll hear all about it starting with Chalk Talk at 6:30 tonight.
Well, as we mentioned earlier this week, November is the month of championships won, and the four-game road to Lucas Oil Stadium Thanksgiving weekend starts tonight. For Coach Mo and the third-ranked and unbeaten South Panthers, they shoot for its 11th sectional crown tonight at 7, hosting Terre Haute North down on the south side at Huff Memorial. The two played in the rain back on the first Friday of October, and here we go again, South looking for its first back-to-back sectionals in 16 years. Terre Haute North, though, limps into this one losing outstanding quarterback Nick Barrett. He ruptured his spleen last week against Terre Haute South. That takes nearly 2,300 yards of total offense and 19 touchdowns away from the Patriot offense that tonight will be guided by tailback Logan Grimm, a senior, who has accounted for 13 Patriot scores, 10 on the ground, and he caught a touchdown pass from Barrett, preventing a Panther defensive shutout in that 21-7 game back on Week 7. Patriots, who won last week, earning the right to play for a title tonight. It snapped a late-season four-game losing streak. Panthers senior cornerback Hunter Worthen, he went down, as you know, with that ankle against Bloomington North last week. He'll be a game-time decision. South does get back junior Terrell Pirine, who's missed 4 weeks with a broken thumb. He'll start at corner if Worthen can't go. Could be a night of milestones as sophomore quarterback Gavin Yeske needs 81 yards for 2,000. Christian Paycheck, 90 for a 1,000-yard rushing season. And John Earl Rochelle Manns, 129 yards for 1,000 yards receiving. To add what Yeske and Manns have been doing through the air, the last month, South is averaging 166 yards on the ground and over the course of the last four games. And both Paycheck and Holt, Marquise Holt, with 11 touchdowns between them. Defense continues to excel, of course, in this unbeaten season, a plus 20 now with 27 takeaways, including 19 interceptions. John Callahan joins me tonight at 7, Chalk Talk at 6:30 with Coach Mo. South wins, they'll play for a regional a week from tonight on the road, regardless, either at Castle or at B&L. Those two play tonight down in Bedford. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. All of the sectional scores on this championship Friday, we have four 6A regionals going on the line tonight. And best of luck to the Linton Miners in Class A. They're number 3. They are home to North Central of Farmersburg tonight at 7 o'clock. High school hoops last night, the home opener for Bloomington North. They dropped to 0-2 under Jason Spear, losing to Decatur Central 52-48. They lost a 5-point lead at half, shot only 22% for the ball game. Sophomore Nina Castro-Sauer had 17 points, 9 rebounds. Katie Carver, Destiny Thurman evenly divided 20 more. South opens season 17 for Larry Winters, hosting Edgewood next Tuesday. The Mustangs will be playing tonight. They won their opener. They're home to South Vermilion, and Gary Sims and the crew busy this weekend. They have a game Saturday night at 7:30 over at Greencastle. Again, Chalk Talk 6:30. Sectional championship tonight, Bloomington South, Terre Haute North.
And the confluence coming together on the high school side, too, Joe, as we introduce girls basketball this week with football still going on. So it's never a dull moment, and we'll get rolling on all of that. Our broadcast schedule for high school basketball, is that on our website? Is that up and running yet?
I have to check, so I'm not going to say it is.
It's getting close.
We had to revise something late week, and I got to check with our people. But that being said, it'll definitely be up next week, and our first game isn't until December the 4th.
So we got some time to get that all planned out and ready to go. Did you watch any of the NFL last night or listen here on the...
I watched a little of Andy Dalton, those striped Tigers running along, 8-0 now.
Yeah. First team to get to 8. Tyler Eifert caught 3 TD passes, 14-10, tied at halftime, but the Bengals blow it out in the second half, 31-10 winners there. Busier night in college football than I remember in some time. Two ranked teams getting together.
Baylor the big win last night.
At Kansas State, 31-24, and Mississippi State wins in Missouri. Boy, I turned that game on with about 8 minutes to go. There wasn't 10 people in that Missouri stadium, Joe.
They blew them out, 31-13, didn't they?
They abandoned ship quite quickly on that. What else is making news today that we need to pay attention? We know it's a busy weekend on the high school beat. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, follows our show tonight, so you can get caught up on all the things from around the state as the regionals will be set up. Pacers are in action tonight as well, as the Blue and Gold looks to put 3 in a row together. They welcome into Miami Heat for an 8 o'clock game on ESPN tonight, Joe, so you can catch a little you might catch a little bit of that on your way home when they after you get all wrapped up.
Well, I got high school on my mind right now.
I don't blame you. You should.
And then the big one tomorrow at 3:30.
You've had a lot of high school you've been able to call this year, Joe, the way IU's schedule worked out.
Yeah, unfortunately, the big games, we're not going to put the cart in front of the horse. As I say, it's a 4-game season now on the road to Lucas Oil. But being said, I shudder. I don't shudder at the thought, but it's going to be a busy, busy final week of November for the old man.
Yeah,
but that
being
said, they moved that 5A title game to a Friday night before the bucket game at Purdue. So.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to make some contingency plans, and of course that's the week we get back from Maui, so I don't know if I'll be able to, tell you who I am.
Don't worry, I will handle that for you.
Glass does a great job in that regard.
Here's the ship.
Yep. Oh, you said ship. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Kevin, well, the other two.
Kevin Kisner, Joe, is 14 under par. He leads Russell Knox by 2 in Shanghai. That's the WGC HSBC Championships there. Roberto Castro shot 62 down in Mississippi at the Sanderson Farms. There's your golf update. You'll take us racing. You'll take us on the IU beat and everything coming up at 8:45.
We'll do that as well. Yes, we will.
All right. Sounds good.
Then.
Get that coffee pot rolling, buddy.
Oh, it's been hot since 5:30.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 here on a Big Show Friday. You're here to help us out, get ready for a big weekend. We've got two really big football games for two really different reasons. One is to survive and advance in the IHSAA playoffs. That's tonight. But there's a big one tomorrow, Joe, as Indiana starts its final third of the season and the penultimate home game of the year. It's back-to-back weeks, number 10 Iowa, followed by Michigan next week, and then it's on the road for the final two. So get us ready for a Hoosier weekend of football.
Well, it's a return to the Big Ten gridiron after the bye week for Kevin Wilson's crew. We begin November and this new 4-game season. 2 weeks to prepare for 10th ranked and unbeaten Iowa tomorrow at the Rock at 3:30 on ESPN. The Hawks have won them all. Kirk Ferentz's crew, we talked a little about their balance defensively. They may be playing as well as anyone in the league. That's why they're 8-0. And while the Hoosiers have stayed in games, it's been the fourth quarter that has been woeful. Outscored 114-44 after winning third quarters to the tune of 92-27. Defense will get a test tomorrow from quarterback C.J. Beathard, who can pass and run. Cornerback Desmond King has 7 interceptions, helping lead a Hawkeye defense that's allowed on the average of 288 total yards this season. That said, Indiana brings to the table 508 through its season to date, and bringing in an old baseball term, can good pitching stop good hitting? Well, the Hoosiers have to hit with consistency Saturday, quarters 1-4, period. Third down conversions has dipped to 37%, and that's taken a toll with regards to time of possession. That being said, there should be eagerness, a want with mentality. Tanks have been topped off after the bye. a home field. Last time we played them here 3 years ago, Hoosiers won. Time has come to put things all together with four left. Well, the IU Athletics Hall of Fame welcomes in the class of 2015. We all remember the names of Tom Abernathy and Bobby Wilkerson from that unbeaten 76 national championship team. Former IU women's and men's golf coach Sam Carmichael, women's track Adrian Diamond, John Murphy from the swimming pool, and the late Herm Schaefer from basketball. He played on the Indiana's first national championship team in 1940 to be honored at the Hinkie Hall of Champions later tonight. Indiana finished its season 9-10 overall. Amanda Janney's crew, tough loss last night on the home turf in the Big Ten tournament to Penn State, 3-1. Hoosiers tied it after giving up an early goal. Maddie Latino flicked a deflection off the post into the top of the net for her 10th goal of the season, but Penn State came back, answered with a pair of goals in the final 5 minutes to advance to the semifinals. That being said, still an outstanding season for Indiana in field hockey in AJ's first season. We have cross country later today, women's 5K, men's 8K. Kids will be trying to qualify for the NCAAs. The Hoosier invite out on the champ course. Jeremy Wurtzman has his men's tennis team playing down at the Wake Forest invite this weekend, while Lynn Loring's women and a little five-teamer closing the fall season up at Western Michigan in Kalamazoo. The swimmers and divers with a duel tomorrow down in Auburn against the Tigers. Volleyball, Nebraska comes in 7 o'clock Saturday night at UGym. By the way, senior Courtney Harnish, a member of the COSIDA, the Sports Information Directors of America, academic all-district first team. She is the 12th player to reach 1,000 career digs and counting. We wish her well later tonight. Terry Moore in second season starts unofficially with exhibition basketball Sunday in the hall, 2 o'clock against Slippery Rock. And then, of course, Sunday at 1, the Big Ten quarterfinals at the Yeagley, on the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong. Todd Yeagley's Booters, the number 2 seed, hosting Wisconsin, just played them on Halloween and shut out John Trask's squad 1-0. Indiana currently on a 4-match winning streak, 8-1-1 over the last 10. Ohio State, by the way, won the regular season championship, so they'll have the 1 seed to start out, and Maryland is the defending Big Ten tourney champ. We wish the Hoosiers well. Dwayne Goldman and the Indiana wrestlers get the season off in winging Saturday. They're up at the Eastern Michigan Open, and over the weekend out on the island of Maui, Mike Mayer's crew, Kanahapali Classic, out in Maui over the weekend. A nice trip for the IU men's golf team there. And, of course, back to basketball for Tom's Bunch and the Hoosiers and Bellarmine on Monday night, 7 o'clock in the Assembly Hall.
And a large football game happening on the south side tonight. Joe, exciting times for the Panthers as they look to rack up their second win over Terre Haute North on the season. The first one led to a conference regular season or championship there. This one could lead to a sectional championship.
Yeah, they'll be out, looking for their first championship back-to-back. They won last year, but they haven't won back-to-back last in, 16 years?
Yeah, so, I was blown away by that stat.
As we mentioned, a huge storyline, and you feel bad for Terre Haute North. They lost their outstanding junior quarterback, Nick Barrett, to a ruptured spleen. Oof. That he hurt in
Get
the
Terre
Haute South game. And he has had an unbelievable year, 2,277 total yards and 19 touchdowns. So what they're going to do is put their senior tailback, Logan Grimm, who is the backup quarterback, starting tonight against the Panthers there. But a blow to Terre Haute North. But that still being said, Grimm's a senior, and he's having a heck of a year. He's accounted for over 13 touchdowns. So the defense will be cranked up. They're a plus 20 now going in to the four-game run. Hopefully that will take them to a 5A state championship, who knows, by the end of this month. And some good news, Terrell Pirine will be back for the Panthers and probably will be starting at cornerback for the injured Hunter Worthen. We'll have to wait and see. Knowing Hunter, he'll want to play, but we'll wait and see there. But Terrell had a broken thumb. He's missed the last 4 weeks, so he'll move over to corner if Hunter can't can't go tonight, but we'll see what happens. 6:30 Chalk Talk, 7 o'clock kickoff.
Perfect. And again, you can catch that online at WGCLradio.com if you're not in the listening area as well. We've got college football for you on Saturday night. LSU's at Alabama, 7:30 pregame there. Joe, Andrew Luck practiced yesterday, but T.Y. Hilton didn't. That's another, geez, yeah. The Colts, they can't find a break now.
They can't find it right now.
325.
I mean, one step up, two steps back.
They've got a new offensive coordinator. Rob Chudzinski will lead the offense. And hopefully Andrew Luck's ankle isn't bothering him come game day. 325 pregame, 425. That's the national big game of the week on the network as well. We'll also have Sunday night football for you as Philadelphia takes on Dallas. Last night, Cleveland and Cincinnati, competitive first half, turned into a Bengals blowout in the second half. They win. They're 8-0. Tyler Eifert caught three touchdown passes. He leads the league with 9 TDs this year, all in the red zone. Hey, cover him maybe a little bit. Pacers are in action, Joe. They've turned their week around. They got off to a quiet start.
A couple wins this week.
Yeah, they beat Brad Stevens and the Boston Celtics and the Pistons earlier in the week. They get a chance with the Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade and the gang coming to town tonight. I wonder if the Hoosier basketball team will go up there and see Dwayne Wade. That's usually one of their little that usually happens once or twice during the year, so we'll see how that is. And then the Hoosiers, Joe, get back on the hardwood on Monday. It's Bellarmine for Tom Crane's group.
Yeah, they were quite competitive earlier in the week. They played
Louisville,
the night before Indiana played Ottawa and got beat by Louisville, 71-55, but the shooting was a problem that night. They shot only 30% for the ball game. So
they're not going to shoot much better on Monday night either.
Well, not if Indiana cranks it up like they did in the second half when Ottawa shot only 20%.
That's kind of where I was going with that.
You are exactly correct.
Great. Well, let's have a big one tomorrow. Kevin Wilson's gang. Yeah. Have a great one tonight. Let's root the South Panthers on to victory. When we do it all on Monday, gee whiz, we got to add another hour to this program, all the stuff you've got to get us wrapped up on. So have a great weekend, Smitty.
All righty, my friend.
And we'll hear you tonight, Chalk Talk at 6:30.
Good as always, Glass. We'll
Thanks,
see
you. Joe Smith every Monday morning, Friday mornings, and mornings after Hoosier basketball. That's new because the Hoosiers are back on the schedule. Thanks to Joe for his time.